And Peter Kelly, let's talk then about what he's doing in terms of benefits. The Chancellor says that the changes will mean that a family on universal credit will benefit next year by around £600. I mean, that will be welcome, I'm sure.
It certainly will, and I think it is important to welcome that. It is what campaigners, what charities right across the country have been calling for. And to be fair, it is the minimum that the Chancellor could do. Many of us have been asking for this increase to be brought forward to now. People are going to have to get through the winter with, the cold is starting to bite now. They're going to be putting the heating on. It would have been good to see some of this brought forward from April next year. But it's undoubtedly good news that is going to happen, no question about that.
Yeah, and he has recognised that from April next year, a typical household energy bill will rise to £3,000 a year, although he is going to target extra support now at the poorest households. So, you know, we all know the challenges, particularly when it comes to paying energy bills. But is this targeted support? Do you think that's likely to be enough, or would you like to have seen more there?
Well, we certainly need to see the basis in which the target has taken place. We know that the previous efforts to address rising energy costs haven't been well targeted, so we need to see better from them this time round. So using various mechanisms, whether that's through the social security system or through the council tax system, we need to make sure that the money goes to those who need it, and that we need to get it to them quickly. That's one of the problems with the current system. We're not convinced that everyone's getting access to support, particularly people who are on prepayment meters, for example. And we're certainly hearing stories about folks not being able to access the support they should be able to. So we need to get some of that stuff right as well. And I think, you know, we need to put this in context. Prices are increasing. We know the information yesterday about food prices increasing by 16%. Some of the key things that people rely on, foodstuffs that people rely on, are going up by far more than that. So this is the minimum that the Chancellor needed to do today. It's very welcome, but there's still much more that we'll need in the future.
And do you think that the increase in the living wage by, I think, about 92 pence an hour, again from next April, is that going to make much of a difference?
It will clearly make a difference to those who are on that national minimum wage. I think what it doesn't do is it doesn't keep up with the real cost of living. So the real living wage, independently set, is already at £10.90. So we can see that gap. That gap will mean something, and we need to see more employers look at their ability to pay that real living wage and join that real living wage movement. I think that's an important step that employers can take.
And overall, Adam Stahura, do you think that there's more the government could have done, particularly for older people? Or, you know, to what degree do you think people will be happy with what they've heard this lunchtime?
Look, I think a lot of people will be pleased, but I'm actually really particularly worried about older people who, for instance, their incomes are just above things like pension credit thresholds, of which there must be a couple of hundred thousand older people who are on the lowest incomes but don't qualify for sort of like social security benefits, who will then not be entitled to some of this extra help.
So
They just miss out, and some people miss out by, you know, like a pound a week in a sense, but there's a lot of extra help that's coming to folks that receive pension credit. So in a sense, that measure of, you know, the line is actually quite unfair at times. And I've been speaking to dozens and dozens of older people in recent weeks at cost of living events around the country put on by politicians, who come to me and say, look, my income's about £10,000 a year. What else is there for me? And actually, often it's not very much. There are things, but actually these are folks who are still, despite this, the state pension going to rise from April, who right now are in a really difficult place. And it, as energy bills are going to continue to increase, they're just going to be in this group that are kind of in the wind. So I'm pretty worried about that. And I think there's more that the Scottish Government can also help with about massively boosting uptake of social security, because there's about 130,000 pensioners in Scotland who don't receive pension credit but are entitled to it. And I think they can take more of a lead on this, on the kind of social security they're not responsible for administering, but I think they've got an absolute moral responsibility to try and get people to claim what they're due.
Okay, good to talk to both of you. Thank you very much for joining us. Adam Stahura from Age Scotland and Peter Kelly from the Poverty Alliance.
And more on that coming up. But first